The Baltimore Museum of Art presents Seeing Color, a conversation about race and art on Saturday, November 14th, 2 p.m., and my guest to talk about it is Gamien Guillot, the BMA's Director of Interpretation and Public Engagement. Is this about re-seeing art or rethinking art in general or artwork particularly at the BMA?
It's specifically about works that are in our permanent collection galleries across collection areas. So we are looking specifically at works at the BMA, but really I think looking for lessons that apply across artworks and museums.
And so what's the impetus for this?
It came out of a couple of things for us. When we reinstalled the American wing, we had a lot of conversations around the issue of American identity and who is this us that we're speaking to, and how people of color and other social, sexual, and economic minorities are represented within the art historical canon.
This is going to be a panel discussion, and who are your panelists?
Well, we've assembled just a really wonderful group of panelists I'm very excited to tell you about. So all of our panelists will be speaking about one or two specific works of art within the BMA's collection. Then there'll be a general conversation followed by a Q&A with the audience. So we're really looking at their particular areas of interest through the lens of specific works. So we have Sherry Parks joining us. She's the Associate Dean for Research, Interdisciplinary Scholarship and Programming for the College of Arts and Humanities at the University at Maryland College Park. Lots of other things as well. We've got Professor James Smalls, and Dr. Smalls teaches at UMBC. He's an art historian with a really wonderful focus on intersections of race, gender, and queer sexuality in art and visual culture of the 19th century. He'll be speaking on a couple of our older works. We have Ailish Hopper, who is a poet and a scholar. She teaches in the Peace Studies program at Goucher College and is really interested in ideas of construction of whiteness. So I think she'll be an important voice on the panel, as well as the artist Susan Harbage Page, who we're lucky enough to have. Susan Page is the assistant professor in the Department of Women's and Gender Studies at UNC Chapel Hill, and she also has an artwork on view right now in our new Imagining Home exhibition at the BMA. So she was going to be in town to look at the show, and we've press-ganged her into doing some work with us on this panel. We're very grateful to have her. We're lucky enough to have a wonderful moderator. Rodney Foxworth Jr. will be moderating the panel. He's a social entrepreneur and philanthropy consultant. He's deeply involved in civic activities. He's the board co-chair of THREAD. He sits on the board of the Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance and Fusion Partnerships, and he has his fingers in many other pies.
Well, I know that sometimes, you know, when you talk about something, it can create healing. And I'm wondering if maybe this is part of that.
I deeply believe that art has a unique ability to create safe spaces for difficult conversations. And both the emotional impact of an artwork as well as the critical remove that it allows you to have, I think allows people to be able to see things differently and thus be able to have more productive conversations around really difficult subjects. And so given the events of the past spring as well as the ongoing conversation about race in this city, we felt like this was an important time to mobilize our community through close looking at artworks to have these conversations.
It also proves that artwork is not rigid or static, that it's plastic and, you know, ongoing.
Absolutely. And its meaning changes over time, which is something that we'll be looking at, certainly at some of the more historical pieces, that artistic intention in the 18th and 19th century might feel very differently to the eyes of a 21st century viewer. And how do we allow our understandings of artworks to continue to unfold over both the life of the artwork as well as our own lives as viewers?
And so how can people get more information about this, and who can come to this?
Everybody can come. It's free and open to the public. No reservation is required. Just show up at 2 p.m. on the 14th. And if you'd like more information, please visit our website at artbma.org.
My guest has been Gamien Guillot, the BMA's Director of Interpretation and Public Engagement. She's been speaking with me about the Baltimore Museum of Art's free panel discussion, Seeing Color, a conversation about race and art, on Saturday, November 14th, 2 p.m. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.